And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and we're in the mighty 1090 studios with Mr. Yamaha himself, Dan Ostrowski. Have a great show going on today. And what a set of prizes we have to give away today to some lucky callers. You stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. The yellowtail are starting to bite, and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Powerstroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month. Best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. This is one of my absolute favorites. The guru of everything outboard is on the show today.
Yes,
man,
indeed.
I love it.
Yeah,
hey,
good morning, Dan Ostrowski. Great to have you in the studio. And, man, there's been a lot going on with Yamaha.
Dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. A lot.
My head has been so buried in certification stuff. It's actually nice today to get out of the office.
Yeah. So you have to deal. So your main job is dealing with the government.
Yes. Yeah.
And compliance.
Compliance, certification, safety, all those areas, and it's.
And those rules are getting so much more lax these days, right?
Especially in
California.
I mean, California,
government intrusion,
you know,
is just not happening.
Yeah. No, it never happens. They're gone. Yeah. It's, I just sit at work and do nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at fishing, you know.
Yeah, yeah, look at the fishing reports and dream. And,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, but no, it's getting worse. I mean, it is the overreach is just unbearable, and it's not only from a time standpoint, but from a cost.
Yeah,
and a lot of this is unplanned. You can't, plan your product introductions or anything until you get certain certifications, and it's tough.
Yeah,
and especially whenever they pull things at the last minute, like some of the state agencies have done. Throws the factory and the engineering departments in the factory, in a whirlwind. And
they might be developing this killer new cool thing, and then somebody says, "Oh, it has to do this." And
well, I mean, if
sidetracks the killer new thing.
Like we were talking earlier, we're going to be going into production with some engines, and you don't have the approval yet. And we're a very conservative company. We usually won't pull that trigger until you get that certification.
Right.
And this was supposed to be had 35, 40 days ago. And
so the guys are standing there with their wrenches in their hands. Exactly. Yeah.
We want to build this thing.
Yeah, they're on Golden Week this week, so they're taking a week-long holiday. But so I won't hear from them. But the state agencies and the federal have, again, it's demands that on certification processes that we've been doing steadily for the last 10, 12 years, and all of a sudden it made a right-hand turn. It's a lot of this is fallout from the Volkswagen scenarios. And,
sure.
And they're just dotting their I's, crossing the T's, And
they don't want to be embarrassed again.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And with every rule that comes out, and Marine, obviously we're a small percentage of what EPA, for example, looks over and certifies. However, they're starting to bring a stronger enforcement arm. They want to establish goals for themselves to make sure that products in the field and import products are compliant. So they're beefing up their enforcement arm, if you will, of the EPA, and which means, again, more oversight, more testing. We're getting test requests for various products that for no reason. I mean, they got to do it because they're asking everybody. That's their that's their excuse. Well, we got to ask you, and we know you're good, but because of this, and it's those are a very expensive test and time.
Yeah.
And some states will hold your certificate until that compliance test is completed.
Right.
So when you're wanting to have a news release or something, or a press ride for motorcycles, and you can't do it, you have to do it out of state because you haven't received the California one.
Wow.
It's tough. Yeah. So that's where, those are the behind the scenes things that is why my hair's gray.
But in the meantime, the fact that Yamaha has the number one product on the market for outboards, and what we're seeing today is an amazing changeover from inboard, outboard, inboard, to guys going, hey, outboard reliability power is way better. And so you see bigger boats having twin, triple outboards, right?
Correct. And sad to say that that's taken a toll on the stern drive market. California, it's almost non-existent.
Yeah.
As
it should be.
Well, no, I have many friends that, and some of that's good product, but people have realized that a four-stroke outboard can serve the same purpose, give you more inside room, have the same or better fuel economy, and be able to design boats a little more, instead of having to have to make sure there's always a box on the back of the boat.
Right.
They can be a little more free with their designs.
Yeah.
And then the other
factor, too, with inboard-outboard, and not to knock inboard-outboards, because, Harold Davis made many, many inboard-outboard diesel
product.
Power. It's a great product. But if you want to put that product and leave it in the water, to have access to our boats, it's not a good program with an inboard-outboard. With an outboard, you pull that whole thing out of the water, there's nothing touching the water.
Yeah, and especially with Yamahas, we have a very high tilt angle that
yeah.
Virtually, maybe on some applications, maybe a little bit of the nose of the lower unit's touching the water, depending on how the boat's laden.
Yeah.
And
that's huge.
It is. I mean, you don't have to worry week to week if your boat's in the water if you have to run down and check and see if the lower unit's still there or eating off or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you're in a hot harbor. But it's because of the sizes that we have, how smooth and quiet they are. You know, the big complaint used to be, oh, they're noisy, smoky, smelly. That's all gone. I mean, we haven't brought in a two-stroke engine outboard for close to almost six seasons now.
Wow.
Ooh.
I know that when I remember, you know, when I was younger, like, that was the coolest boat you could get. The idolized thing, you know, especially when I was younger, you know, you'd see the cool boats, was, wow, that thing's got a diesel. That's the coolest thing in the world. Now that same boat is that boat that's got a bracket and outboards on it. I mean,
right.
They, like you say, everything.
Like your new Parker.
So many power options that a guy could do. There's no way that I would do anything other than a Yamaha outboard. It's just I'm the same as you. I'm not knocking a diesel product or an inboard outboard gas product at all. There's plenty of good ones out there.
Yeah.
That being said, our motor doesn't have problems ever. Like, I mean, the 115 that it ran before that and everything else, like, they just don't have issues. If you are up on your maintenance certification or your maintenance program, I mean, you just don't have issues. I mean, they are so reliable and so fuel efficient. It's just awesome. It is the best product out there.
Yeah. And, you know, often people say, well, gee, aren't you afraid of going offshore with one motor? It's like, absolutely not, as long as it's a Yamaha.
No, I mean, I agree with that, and a lot of the products have, you know, the manufacturers out there have really taken a quantum leap in quality and designs of their engines, and that allows for more boat designs, so more types of boats. I mean, the yellowfins coming out here and those type of boats from the East Coast coming out west because they got big platforms and they're, you know, it's not uncommon in Florida to see a 35, 40 foot with, you know, four F-350s on it.
You brought up a really good point, Pete, that I don't want to run over. And that was about the reliability and the potential of a single motor or twins, because that was me. You know, I was on the phone when we have a 25 Parker center console. I was on the phone with Dan 15 times. Mm-hmm. Kind of kicking back and forth power options, because my boat is right at that point where they make a very good single outboard for it and they make very good twins, and you know, there's certainly safety and redundancy and there's good reasons to have two, but that motor is so reliable and it pushes our boat so well, we chose to go with a single. I mean, the major advantage is being we get better fuel economy. And, you know, the motor is so reliable. I have no concerns. I have absolutely no concerns on going offshore with a single engine that's on our boat. And, you know, we're servicing one motor instead of two. And, you know, there's all kinds of things that we're pro. And obviously we're buying one less engine, the overall package. You know, you're only paying for one instead of for two kind of thing. And I couldn't be happier. You know, it was a concern because it's a major purchase and you got to decide, like, you know, I mean, sure, it's nice to save that money, but in the grand scheme of things, the cost of one extra motor wasn't going to derail the project or not. And when it's all said and done, we went with a single 300, and I'm so happy that's the route we went.
But you brought up earlier a key point. You said we were talking about the weather and everybody's on the beach right now. So what did you do a little bit yesterday? You went down to the boat. You said you took out a screwdriver. You went over the boat, tightening bolts. Just minor stuff like that will make your next fishing trip just more enjoyable because you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, right.
And if you look at the engine, check the oil, and go, oh, a little low here, or this is loose, or, yeah, I need to tighten this. The basic maintenance is still, for any engine, is paramount in longevity. And we're talking minimum maintenance.
Yeah.
Really?
Very minimum.
Almost nothing.
Yeah.
I hire Bob Aronson to do it every 50 hours or 100 hours, and you don't even have to think about it.
You took the words out of my mouth. I use Bob Aronson every time. I'm super strict about our hourly, you know, when we hit our 100 hours, we have it done, and we change our impeller on every other service, which I think is probably more than need be, but that's just what we do, and it's never failed us, and it's not broke, we're not going to fix it, and And I just, I mean, Bob takes care of it. Don't worry about a thing. And every single time I walk down to that boat and turn the key, it's going to start and run perfect. That's just how it is. That's what a Yamaha is.
Well, that's where our old taglines were. Reliability starts here. Oh, and right. And that's, I still believe in that.
It's true.
Yeah. I still believe in that.
So so you mentioned two strokes are pretty much non-existent now.
Well, for us.
Yes.
Other companies have some DI two strokes products out there. But our senior management made a decision almost 8 years ago or maybe slightly longer to go a four-stroke direction instead of continually trying to develop a direct injection two-stroke, which we had and very good.
Yeah, the HPD.
But when you're at these crossroads of future regulations, you have to make a decision, and they made a very good decision.
Yeah, they did.
And
so how long have you been with Yamaha?
28 years.
So 25 years ago, did you ever think that Yamaha was going to put a 300 horsepower outboard out?
No, I didn't have that.
100 horsepower?
Yeah, I didn't have that vision.
Yeah. No, I mean, what was the big gun 25 years ago in outboard power?
RXL 225, which was incredibly popular.
A monster. Yeah.
It was incredibly popular here on the way. It was a 2.6 liter. It was a lot of power for the, and it was a computerized engine. It was one of our first computerized engine, the XL model. And many boat builders here, John Winterling, when he built the Cabo boats, he loved those on the back of the boat.
Yeah.
He'd put a 175 or upgrade to the 225, and he just loved it.
Yeah, cool.
But,
lot going on. And we have a lot to talk about. There's a lot of, what about twins or singles? What's the crossroads of that? What about all that stuff? A lot to talk about today, and some pretty phenomenal prizes for you, our listeners, today, too.
You're not kidding. I mean, it's just so much fun having Dan on the show. I'm thinking about repower. I'm thinking about this. I want to change. And Dan is just the guy. I mean, I can't wait for the show. It's one of my favorites all year. It used to always be my favorite because this show was always, hey, I've got a 1989 such and such, and the oil's leaking. And Dan would know, on the back of that particular motor, there's a fitting, and out of that 300 hours, it starts to do this. And now everybody's got a Yamaha four-stroke, and that's not the question anymore. Now it's like, okay, I've been running this motor great for 10 years, and I'm ready to put a brand new one on. What do I do? So it's going to be a lot of fun. So much info to talk about, and we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to talk about repower, talk about motors, talk about fishing, we want to hear from you. And there's two ways you can be on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. The first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, that toll-free line, 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. And as Pete mentioned, boy, do we have a couple of prizes for you today. So, first of which, one of our favorites all the time here on Let's Talk Hookup is a three-quarter day trip aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Get to go riding with Captain Ryan Bosch, and I know they had great fishing yesterday, better than a couple of rounds on the yellowtail. That Bonita, too. We were joking about it at the tackle store yesterday. That Bonita sounds like so much fun. I don't know if you know how big some of that Bonita that they're catching is right now, but they said the average fish is like a 5 to 10 pounder, so they're all nice ones, but there's quite a bit of fish like in the high teens, like 16, 17, even 18 pounders. Like, think about how hard
Bonita,
a Bonita that big would pull.
Saber-tooth stripe.
Yeah,
it
crazy. Is.
Yeah. So one lucky caller, again, is going to get to go fishing on a great three-quarter day trip aboard the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. And how about this? Now, this is going to be a little bit different because you're going to decide when you talk to Ryan whether you want to go three-quarter day fishing on the San Diego, which is an awesome trip, or if you want to go on this trip. So check this out. Again, the other prize being offered at the end of the show today for one lucky caller will win a 3-night stay for two at the Villa del Palmar Resort in Loretto. Plus, you're going to get entry into the big Dorado Fishing and Golf Tournament on June 29th through July the 2nd, where you can win some seriously big cash prizes. It's a $1,200 value. Got to be clear, it does not include your air, your transfers, your boat charter, food, or other associated charters. But you can win a $1,200 trip.
Vacation to this beautiful new resort in Loretto. It's just south of Loretto. Out of the town and just in a beautiful bay, Villa del Palmar. You may have seen them at the Fred Hall show. But this is their big first annual Dorado and golf tournament that they're putting on just before 4th of July weekend. And you're going to have one spot in the tournament. You need a four-person team, understand that. So this is one of four, and you need to charter a boat, and you need to get your airfare. But you want to go down there and have a three-night stay. And I know that the with the new bridge, you can fly to Loreto nonstop on Aero Calafia out of Tijuana. Or you can fly out of Los Angeles, I believe, on Alaska Airlines. So there's ways to get to Loreto. There's not daily flights. But we're going to hear more about that trip later on in the show. But that's an opportunity. So, again, like Ricky said, you need to decide when you call. Okay, I'm in for the three-quarter day, or I'm going to Loreto. I'm in for the three-day trip to Loreto.
Very cool opportunity. Again, if you want to get your chance, those trips are better yet, your chance to talk to the man, Dan Ostrowski, 858 area code 457-1090, or toll-free 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Fly fishing season at Katmai Lodge, Alaska is upon us. Throughout the entire season, you can catch up to five types of Pacific salmon, as well as gigantic rainbow trout. Katmai Lodge is announcing some amazing special discounts for the Let's Talk Hookup audience. Seven-night trips from June 25th through July 2nd are available for only $4,850. Katmai Lodge also has spaces available from July 23rd through July 30th with a 12% discount to Fish for Kings and Chums priced at only $5,150. August 27th through September 3rd, fishing for silvers at only $4,850 for an all-inclusive seven-night stay. Check out their website at katmai.com or call at 1-800-330-0326. That's 1-800-330-0326. Don't forget to mention the Pete Gray Let's Talk Hookup special when you book your fly fishing trip of a lifetime at Katmai Lodge, Alaska.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
You know, I was in Point Loma Seafood yesterday, and I looked at Terry, and I go, what's good for dinner? And he goes, everything. We had this Columbia River king salmon last night while he prepared. It was phenomenal. I mean, it's beyond phenomenal. It's fresh from the Columbia River, and it's right there at Point Loma Seafood. But here's the problem. They had fresh black sea bass. They had white sea bass.
What? And you?
They had fresh. Everything was fresh there at Point Loma Seafood.
But you took Terry's recommendation, and that was
and
smart.
Went for the salmon, and it was delicious. But the point is, no matter what you choose, it is the freshest thing in town. There's no question. You can go into any fish market in the country, and you'll never see anything like the fish at Point Loma Seafood. They just do a phenomenal job there. And if you want lunch, dinner, what's good for lunch this week?
I'll be having today, because I'm working at the tackle store today, I wouldn't say a new favorite, but a new top three, and that's the seared ahi salad.
Oh
my God, it is so good.
Yeah.
That's what I'll be having today.
Love that salad. Point Loma Seafood, right next to the San Diego Landing in Point Loma.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, vote California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800. Or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, you heard during the break there that Katmai Lodge is having a sale. Come on.
I know.
They never have a sale, right?
Sold out every trip all the time.
Yeah, yeah. But there's certain times,
like
new owners, and there's certain times of the year that they have. We're going to hear from Rob James later on in the show about this sale, but they're offering a pretty good discount. This year, dates in June and dates in July and dates in August, all prime time. So if you want to take advantage and go to this amazing place, Katmai Lodge, our trip is sold out this year, but you want to join in and save some money, there's your chance. Katmai.com, K-A-T-M-A-I. Get more information on that big sale that they're having right now. Dan Ostrowski is our guest. We're giving away a trip for two to Loreto, to the Via
so
del
rad,
Palmar,
dude.
And also a three-quarter day trip on the San Diego. So let's jump into the phones.
Right, you got it, man. Well, the phones are already packed up. Why don't we start it off with Joe, who's calling us from Oceanside this morning. Good morning, Joe. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Hey, Joe.
Great. Hey, I have a question about, I have a 2006 Yamaha 250 four-stroke, and I was always, it's getting on in its years, and I'm always concerned about the trim ram cylinders when they start leaking. But I was always wondering how we should store the motor in the up position, down position, or with the little bracket locked and the cylinders down. Just for the longevity of the seals.
Is your boat in the water or on a trailer?
It's on a trailer.
On the trailer, it really doesn't make a whole lot of difference. And the only reason why I say that is in the water, with the trim rams exposed, there could be some, a lot of little microorganisms that will build up around the lips. And as you retract that, those rams to operate your boat, it very well could cut a seal. We have double seals in there, but that's why we recommend, if it's in the water, I'll raise the engine up, put that bracket on, and then lower the trim rams, because you can do that. And that way everything has less exposure. So either way,
okay.
I would retract them. But on the trailer, in your driveway, it's not that critical.
But if you retract them in the water, it's something less to rust.
Not rust, just little shells, little organisms that may grow around the lip. And then as you retract it, maybe a piece breaks off and goes in and clips the seal.
Ah,
that's a good call.
It's not a corrosion issue as much as it is
a growth issue.
Yeah.
And as far as just the position of the motor, whether it's up or whether it's down on the trailer, doesn't make a ton of difference?
No.
Okay.
A lot of people store down because it takes that much less space when they can back it up against their house, garage, whatever.
Okay. All right. Very good. Joe, thanks for getting us started. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump right back into him, talk to Cliff. He's called us from Lakewood this morning. Hi, Cliff. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Great, Cliff.
Hey, Dan. I was wondering, any of those new motors, do they have the cable rigging instead of from the front of the motor out to the side? Because I have a problem with my cobble. I have to use a jack plate to put the motors on because of the cable rigging.
You mean cable rigging versus fly-by-wire? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know that fly-by-fly. I didn't think about fly-by-wire. Now I think about the cables and everything running from the motor, the gas and everything line.
Right, we have a single rigging tube, and then you want to incorporate your auxiliary engine into that?
The cables. Instead of coming out straight back, when I come up with my motor, it hits on the back of the cobble. I have a jack plate that I had to put on there. All right? If the rigging would go off to the side, like my 1985 200 Yamaha, it used to come off to the side. And then I have plenty of clearance for the motor to go up and down.
You're talking about the entry point when it goes.
City.
Yeah, you're talking about the entry point where it goes into the lower pan.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot you can do there. You either have to possibly shim your motor back with some shim plates or raise it slightly so where it's not hitting that edge. You have a 216 Cabo.
Yep.
Yeah. And traditionally when he mounted those engines with that thick transom, it would the newer ones will tip in and rub on the inside part of that splash oil.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's exactly what's happening. So you could move the motor back a little, 1 inch with the, what really makes that boat work good is if you put a 30-inch bracket on it, move that engine back, it makes that boat ride so much nicer.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. It's that boat will fish like it's a 26-foot boat. I mean, it makes a difference. I had a 226 with a bracket, and I loved it. And
nice.
Yeah, that was a good deal. But Yeah, we're not going to change that. We spent a lot of time in engineering in where it's at now. And, you know, some people don't know this, but when you're engineering a product, there might be patents still available or still in existence on various designs and elements that may be owned by somebody else or another manufacturer. So you can't just, oh, I'm going to put it here. I'm going to put it. There's a lot of things to consider in that regard.
So, is that motor, are you capable of eliminating the cables and going to fly-by-wire?
On his, no. His is probably all mechanical.
All mechanical. Mm-hmm. You can't convert it.
No, you can't convert. No.
Okay. Mm-mm. All right. Very good. Cliff, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Been a busy morning already. There's your chance to get through. Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, guys. Great show. You know, I'm putting together that 2510 Parker with Kevin up at West Coast, and I pretty much decided on the two-motor thing, and then I heard Ricky start talking about the single motor, and I'm going through that whole debate in my head again on which package to go with, and I was just kind of trying to get some advice from the expert.
It's a very good question.
Trust me, we toiled with it a ton, Sherm. I get it.
Yeah, the 25 Parker is that very edge boat where if you're using it a certain way, twins make more sense. If you're, you know, like Ricky, they use the boat a lot for just running and gunning and getting, you know, jig fish. So, you know, they're an open boat to them is paramount. But if you're, you know, you're going to have a tower on, most likely, if it's a 2510, you're going to put a tower on?
Yeah, that's what we're looking at.
Yeah. Put the tower on and you start wading down the front of that boat, it may be a better for anything else, a balance issue, and put two F200s on, or even two. I don't know what the max horsepower is on that one, but two F200s.
That new 200 with the inline four.
Yeah, our new 2.8 liter.
Yeah, which is super efficient, super quiet, and delivers a lot of horsepower.
A lot of horsepower, and they're just sweetheart engines. And so if you're gonna heavy up the bow of the boat, it may be in your best interest. Because they're all bracket now, right? Yours is a bracket?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in your case, probably twin 200s would be, I'm sure that's what Gonzalo or somebody recommended over there anyway.
I know that's what Dwayne on the Pinnacle has, and Nick and Doug Boone on the Boone's. You know, those boats both have that twin 200s. It is so sweet.
You're super fuel efficient, probably as efficient or more efficient than a single 306, right? Close to it.
You know, they're all pretty
close.
I wouldn't do the change for any type of efficiency gain because they're all pretty good.
Yeah.
It's more, in this gentleman's case, is going to be a balance of the boat.
Yeah. You're calling him a gentleman? What? I guess he is, yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm going to stand behind that one.
That was Pete, not me.
Hey, Sherman, you know, I had both. I had a twin outboard. And then I had a lot of single outboard boats, and I had one twin outboard boat. In addition to what Dan was talking about, the other thing that twin outboards give you is a better ride on the ocean,
no question.
In my opinion.
No question.
For whatever reason, that counteracting outboards make the boat ride better. The same 25 is going to ride better with twins than with single. Am I right?
Well, yeah. You're kind of eliminating torque steer.
Uh-huh.
Because, you have counter-rotating props. That's going to create a little more, slightly more lift and then prevent any walking, so to speak, or diving to the right or the left. If you fish in an area where you're constantly going down swell and stuff, it's probably the better choice.
Yeah.
Two bites of the prop. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's right. That's what I was thinking about with the downswell, and I was also thinking, you know, how much I like the hoop. I was thinking the dual props might give you a little more maneuverability when jogging around ropes and buoys, you know.
Well, the other thing to keep in mind, are you going to keep the boat on the trailer or in a slip?
In a slip.
Okay. In a slip, hands down, twin engines. You're to dock and everything with twins, you just have slightly more maneuverability.
Quite a bit.
You know.
Especially on a bracket.
Yes.
As Ricky learned with his boat, steering a bracket mounted outboard into a slip is not is not is way harder than a
well, you got to time it way different than a transmitted and or a twin.
Yeah.
And but yeah, if you're going to no doubt if you're going to slip the boat, I would go with the twins. You won't
Perfect.
Be disappointed.
Oh, I was leaning that way, and I think I had a little bit of intrepidation listening to the conversation start up again, but I think you just solidified it once more, so thanks.
You're gonna enjoy it whichever way you go, and we look forward to hearing about how the ride is.
No doubt, Sherm, you're gonna be so stoked.
Oh yeah.
Also my insurance guy had kicked in listening to the conversation, and you know, the average fisherman when they repower their boat, it just usually isn't a problem, but the guys who are into the tournaments and are really into running and gunning and they always want to power up their boat. Make sure it meets with the specs on your hull and your mounting, because if you go past a certain limit, it may void your insurance if something happens.
Well, you're correct. A lot of boats, well, 20 foot and under, are mandated to have a label on the boat, by a U.S. Coast Guard label giving capacities both in horsepower rating and person's capacity. So you have, you know, four persons and or this amount of weight and max horsepower of X. And that's because that boat was tested that way. Larger boats like the 26 and above, ABYC practices, which is the standard writing industry of the boat building groups, we carry that information up to about 26 feet. Beyond 26 feet, you're not going to find that information on the boat, so it's imperative that you check with the boat manufacturer to find out what or if there were a maximum. But I'll tell you, I've ridden on a lot of rocket ships down in down in Florida, and it's I myself follow that rule very closely. If anybody talked to me about going over their rated horsepower, I don't get involved. I don't.
And like Sherm says, it's an insurance issue, right, Sherm?
Yeah, it can be. If something happens that's related to the motor and the mounting and the power drive and all those types of things, it can void the coverage if you're exceeding the maximum rating.
Yes, and if there is an incident, if there's an accident and there's a Coast Guard report, you can be written up.
All right, Sherm, good luck on that boat. We'll be waiting for our ride.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back in. Talk to Isaac, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Hey, I got a question. I got an Evinrude 70 horsepower on a 20-foot aluminum boat, and we normally take it out, you know, fishing to the islands and stuff, and we've gone to the 9 for tunas. It's just last season. We've been having a lot of problems with it, and I want to get an upgrade because it's my grandfather's boat, and, you know, I want to get him something new. What do you guys recommend?
You want to get him a new engine?
A new engine, yeah.
Okay, and it's is it a Crestliner or a Bay Runner? What kind of boat?
It's a Bay Runner.
Bay Runner?
Yeah.
20-foot? You can
it's
go
a
with
20-foot, yeah.
Yeah, you can go with our 70 horsepower on that, no problem. I think that boat's rated to 90 or 115, but look on the tag in the back, and there'll be a horsepower rating. But there's a gentleman that, Ben Seacrest, a pretty known Calico guy, he's running a Bay Runner with an F-70 on it right now, and he's getting like 7 miles to the gallon.
Get out of here.
He only fishes with a 6-gallon fuel tank, and, you know, he keeps one spare, but... Yeah, it's an amazing...
That's impressive.
Yeah, I'll be taking it off here in a couple weeks to run a dyno test on it, you know, emissions test, and put it back on. But that is the best package that he says he's ever ran. And
so it's the F-70.
The F-70. And the F-70s were designed for kind of the aluminum boat market, both pontoon and, you know, the pike and type fishing and stuff. They're very popular, so they're a very smooth engine.
I'll tell you what's so crazy too, Isaac, that you'll learn to love with a new Yamaha is, especially when you're saying you were having problems with your current motor, you just don't have them. I mean, the issue of a motor happening just goes away. You know, they run perfect all the time. They are so stinking reliable.
Yeah, try it out.
Mm. Yeah, and props in that range now have the SDS system in them too, to where you don't even hear it shift. Very smooth shifting.
And you'll hardly hear it run.
Yeah.
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah. So Isaac, check with your local Yamaha dealer. We might recommend Inland Boat Center up in Paris, one of our great sponsors here, and let's hook up their Yamaha dealer. They have a great inventory, and then, of course, West Coast Marine up in Costa Mesa is a Yamaha dealer, too. So support the guys that support Let's Talk Hookup, and we appreciate your call this morning. Good luck with that repower.
All right. Well, hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on in the Baja. It's time for our Cast Tours Report. And today, the Catch Port, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The fish that you catch is such a valuable item, so why not take the best possible care of it? Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest. They'll treat your fish like it was their own, and once you try them, you're hooked. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, you'll see Sean and Rosie's smiling face every time your boat backs in from a long-range trip.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go on to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro, and Dan. Good show as usual when Dan's on there talking about the Yamahas. It's always a great show.
No doubt.
Thanks, Dan.
Anyway, Pete, things a little improvement down south. We'll start off with Z1 down there. They're doing real well on the tuna. Guys that are going after the tuna find about 20, 25 pounds. There was a couple of fish that was taken this week that were all around the 100, 125 pound mark. But the sales are still there. A few blue marlin around, and New Shore has been fairly good for the roosters and the jacks all along the different beaches there along Z1 and Ixtapa. Cabo San Lucas now is starting to show some good signs that things are really going to jump. The Wahoo Bite came on pretty good, especially up in the Vinorama and Iman Banks area. Some nice Wahoo. I think they had about 26 on the count this past week. One of the boats out of Cabo reported a 92-pounder, which is a good-sized Wahoo. Striped Marlin are now making that move up in the Sea of Cortez, so it looks like the San Jose Pangas, boats are, cruisers are getting them out of there, and East Cape should be banging them now as those fish migrate up into the Sea of Cortez on their annual migration, so that striped marlin bite should be good. As far as the tuna goes, Iman Bank and Vinorama producing tuna. You know, it's amazing how those two banks can hold tuna year-round. There's something about it. I don't know if they're just, is there such a thing as home guard yellowfin tuna? I don't know, but nice tuna there. Most of the tuna, you know, ranging between 10 and 30 pounds, but an occasional 40, 50 pounder. Mostly being taken on stripped squid, using them for bait. No sardinas right now in any of the areas that I know of, as far as being the prime bait. I'm hoping they're not gone for good. I'm hoping that you know, maybe they'll be showing up here soon. You know, you just wonder all those tournaments they have in Cabo, because they really hammer them for bait in order to catch the tuna. You know, the skipjack that they're going to be trolling for the big fish. And, you know, I don't know. It's kind of strange not to have sardinas in the count. So I'll be really happy when we hear that the sardinas are back and being the prime bait. But, yeah, you're going down there. I definitely said take some squid. They do have some squid down there. Prime bait down there for just about everything. So, you know, go to the local Oriental Market and pick up some squid, and you're ready to rock and roll. But that's the report for this week. Pete, just a reminder to all the listeners, they want to join in on a really fun fishing tournament. It's our Cast Tours 14th Annual Big Fish Roundup at Palmas de Cortez, August 5 to 9. Always a lot of fun. Give away a lot of great prizes, rods and reels to the top five big tuna, and five rods and reels to the top Dorado / Wahoo category, and it's always a lot of fun. Van Warmers really treat us good down there, host a couple of cocktail parties, and we get a lot of giveaways, t-shirts and hats and etc. But anyway, that's a report for this week. Anybody wants to head on down to Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, and all the other destinations we sell, can give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. and Pete, I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Cast man, always a pleasure.
Great job, Cast. Appreciate that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com. Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
You know, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. I saw Fred Huber yesterday on the Daily Double. The calicos are biting. So what's that mean, Ricky?
It means so many things. It means Calcutta D. It means Corrado 300s. It means get your gear from Shimano ready because they make the best bass gear in the world. And it's
Terramar
time.
Terramar rods.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Yeah, you can go on Terramar Tuesday and test out all that gear on Terramar Tuesday aboard the San Diego right now and soon to be the Liberty. But I'll tell you what, Calcutta D, it's an amazing, powerful little reel.
Calcutta 300D full of 65-pound Super Slick 8 is without question my favorite calico outfit. Very good free spool, very good line management, easy to cast, and tons of power.
Yeah, so check it out. Better yet, go on the San Diego on Terramar Tuesday and check it out aboard the San Diego for free. And then, after you try it, you'll want it. Calcutta
no doubt.
D from Shimano.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed, but there is one line open, 858-457-1090. Your opportunity to talk to Dan Ostrowski. Your opportunity to win a three-night stay at the Villa del Palmar in beautiful Loreto this summer. Or a three-quarter-day trip on the San Diego. Boy, tough choice.
I know, totally. Well, I'm going to steal the opportunity to ask a question to Dan. Being a new Parker boat owner and a new Yamaha 300 owner, one thing we were talking about doing right now is putting a good toolkit together for the boat. You know, we just had the same set of tools that are just the emergency spares that have been on from boat to boat to boat. But being both a private boat guy like I know you are and the Yamaha guru, what are some of the must-haves that we want to make sure to have in the proper toolkit to have on the boat?
Well, yeah, first and foremost is, you know, I say plug wrenches because spark plug sizes and diameters have changed so much over the years. 4-4-stroke technology, they're very thin. So your old 13/16 socket isn't going to cut it, and I hate to have you be.
You mean the one that's duct taped to the dirt bike that's always lived there?
That's it. But you know, some very basic tools, in truth, just something maybe to adjust an idle. If, you know, these are things that usually are done at the dock, and you don't have to do anything with them. With our management system, there's not a whole lot of adjustment anyways. But plug fouling, truthfully, I'm talking about spark plug rinse, is a thing of the past.
Because it's because of four-stroke.
Well, four-stroke and
such.
Four-stroke and the control of the ignition and fuel system. I mean, it's very accurate at all RPMs. And so, when's the last time you heard somebody say, I fouled a plug on my four-stroke?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I think about the number of times that we used that on the 115 that had, 3,000 hours on it. I mean, it's virtually nil. Yeah. But, you always want to be prepared for those, for any scenario. I mean,
sure. Now, the more important tools would be a prop, mm-hmm. a spare prop.
Oh, that's
prop,
a good call.
Prop, nut, and washer, and cotter pin. Okay, and it can be an aluminum prop. It doesn't have to be another expensive
That's a really
stainless
good call.
Prop. It's something to get home with. But make sure you have the right prop wrench, and there's many out there. Yamaha sells them.
That's a really good
call.
Is the same prop wrench that you're going to use on the F300 the same prop wrench you'd use on an F115?
No, the F115, I think, is one size down.
Smaller.
Because we use
a
different square.
That's a great call. You hit a log or something, and break a blade off or whatever.
I'll share a story right now. We were fishing the ponies, maybe 5 miles up the coast, coming in late one evening, and somebody allowed about 100 yards of Spectra to be caught around the propeller.
Oh, I wonder what that was, Ron Lane.
And so we're getting ready to go in the water to cut this out because we didn't have the prop wrench or anything, and then, there was a shark swimming by, so...
Yeah, it was a hammerhead.
It was
like
a hammerhead shark swimming by.
9-foot hammerhead, and he won that back of that boat, man. He was on it.
So I'm holding him with a rope around his waist. He's leaning out there trying to cut this line out of the prop. So the proper tools really would come in.
That's a really good call. So, because if you get Spectra, if you wrap Spectra in your prop, man, stop and get it out right now. Don't wait till you get back to the dock.
Yeah, we were fortunate that we could cut it and keep pulling and cutting and keep pulling as the sun's going down. We're wondering at what point do we call in the fire department. Yeah.
Now, I did pull the prop at the dock, and there was still a little bit left in there, so you always want to do that too, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Anytime you get any type of line wrapped around there.
And what could happen if you left that in there?
Well, it can heat up and cause damage to the seals. We have seal protectors, built into our washers and system itself, but Spectra is a tough animal. I mean, but it can get hot and it get stiff. And that stiffness could cut a seal.
So, and then you're in trouble.
Then you're leaking oil and you don't know it, and you're running home and check your oil, and your gears are frozen the next week and you won't have to use it because there was water in there. Yeah. And, so the propellers and propeller wrenches and extra nut washers.
Honestly, that's something that wasn't even on my mind. Yeah.
That's number one with a four-stroke because, I mean, pulling a plug on a four-stroke, I was like, I don't even know where the plugs are.
But they have gotten so much smaller. And so the wrench that you had on your two-stroke is not going to work.
That's a really good call.
It's not going to work. It's down at 5/8 size. But other just minor adjustment tools, mostly tools for the boat as opposed to the engine.
Yes.
There's no reason out there to change an oil filter or anything. Fuel filter wrenches, yes, or whatever you need for whatever fuel filter system you have. But for our engines like yours, we've got indicators or sensors that are going to tell you when there's enough water that you need to, address it.
There you go.
That's cool. Great.
Let's go ahead
and
jump back into the phone.
You got it. All right. How about this time we talk to Charlie, who's calling us from Gardena this morning. Hey, Charlie, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
What's up, Charlie?
Charlie.
Hey, I was wondering if maybe you could recommend a product to fight the ethanol in outboards and inboards, and also West Coast winter storage for like a V8 inboards on a trailer?
That's all good questions.
Yeah, very, very good. Ethanol is with us. It's going to be with us. So there are things that, federally there's E15 that's allowed now. It's only mandated on 2001 later cars. But marine products are exempt from that. Actually, you could get ticketed if you tried to put it in your vehicle the way they have the rule written, okay? So, or it's a violation. However, E10 is here to stay. So, you know, it's a splash blend item where it's going to vary from E7 to E10, you know, ratios, because it's kind of blended at the end of the pipe. And
this is just in California?
No, this is national.
Oh, it's national?
No, this is national. Okay. And you're going to find some marinas that have ethanol-free fuel, but you're going to probably pay a premium for it. And I can only speak about Yamaha product. You can run E10 without any sense of problems.
New Yamaha product, old Yamaha product, any Yamaha product.
Pretty much, yeah.
Any Yamaha product.
Older stuff may have to change a couple of the rubber items in the fuel pump.
Okay.
But you would know that before any issue, because it'll stretch and not pump fuel. However, fuel systems, you know, the old adage of, I'm going to put alcohol into my tank to disperse any water that's in there. Well, now you're adding alcohol on top of alcohol. Because that's what ethanol is. It's an alcohol. And what will happen is that will capture all the water. Instead of dispersing it, it'll drop out. It's called phase separation. When it gets enough density, it'll hold this stuff in a big globules. And you're running along, and all of a sudden you hit that pocket of water, and it hits your injectors or top of your pistons that are nice and hot, and it can create some damage. Mm-hmm. So good fuel. We do have a MedRx, which is a maintenance additive for long-term storage, which is another thing we'll talk about in a minute here, is fuels today do not last like they did, you know, the potency of the fuels. So your fuel that maybe was fresh for 90 days before is starting to degrade after 30 days.
Wow.
You know, so you need to add, you know.
So if your boat's been sitting for 6 months...
And you didn't prep, the fuel that was in there. There are maintenance items out there that you can add that will keep the fuel fresher for maybe, let's say, 90 days to 120 days max. Okay. You know, then they degrade. So, and the old keeping your fuel tanks full all the time is not necessary anymore, because there's no benefit.
Fuel filters.
And water separators are a must.
Yeah.
Are a must. I don't care what size engine you have.
So
today.
Back up for a second. So you're saying, what is the product to put in for long-term storage?
Well, we have fuel conditioners called MedRx.
Okay.
Yamaha. It's on our Yamaha outboard websites.
Okay.
It's a great product. Our Yamaha dealers carry it.
Okay.
And it goes across many product lines, but it was formulated at the beginning for marine,
yeah,
to combat these type of issues.
And then the product, if it's been sitting for a while, for 6 months, what are you at? What's that product? Same?
Well, it's, yeah, but now it'll be called an octane enhancer.
Octane booster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
so,
Yamaha makes that.
Yeah. The MedRx is kind of the doctor. RX is like the doctor logo. Yeah. It's to take care of your maintenance, engine maintenance for long-term storage.
Okay.
And on the getting back to the fuel tank levels, yeah, there's no reason to keep your tank full anymore because, again, ethanol is hygroscopic. It will absorb water, so the more that's in there, the more water it'll absorb. So,
oh, really?
The old adage of keeping your fuel tank full,
condensation,
that was to keep the condensation out, but the gas didn't absorb it as much because it was straight gas. Now that you add the alcohol and it collects all that moisture and starts putting it in a ball.
Then what happens? You have to use the fuel separator.
You should have a water separator in line.
Fuel filter.
You know, yeah. And ours are ones we sell are, you know, there's good ones out there, are combination fuel, you know, 10 micron filter and a fuel water separator.
Yeah.
So they're very good. It's a cheap investment to, if you don't have it, put it on your boat. Because they weren't fashionable back in the premix days, when the oils would coat the filters on the inside and it would be less effective.
Okay, very good. Cool. Thanks
great
a lot
question,
for the call
man.
This morning. Very good.
Yeah, that was awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hooker coming today, including another full hour. We got catch reports, more phone calls. Don't forget, giving away that awesome trip to Loretto and a 3-quarter day in the San Diego. More Let's Talk Hook Up coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
If you're not wearing Maui Jim sunglasses, you're missing plenty. This is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. Fact is, I wouldn't go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. When I wear them, the ocean's true colors come shining through with more contrast and clarity. When it's time to harpoon a big bluefin, I see that fish clearly at that critical time. Maui Jim, seeing is believing. Take it from us on the Wicked Pisser. Try a pair at your local tackle shops or check out MauiJim.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaport Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and it's the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip. But the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaport Sport Fishing and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com.
Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details. Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. Fishing, the yellowtail are starting to bite, and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Powerstroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month, the best best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.